Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's fashion with fashion. Penelope Noir.
Bonjour, Penelope Noir.
Bonjour.
Hi, what's happening? What's happening?
We missed
you the last couple of weeks.
Sorry.
so you decided you're coming hard and fast with a topic so close to so many hearts.
Well, close is probably the operative word there.
So today we're talking about
the Y front.
My favourite part, my favourite thing was when Tess said before, "What's a Y front?" And as she was saying, it was Googling as she said it.
Yeah.
And they went, oh, no! Oh! Success.
My favourite part was finding someone who wrote, the Y fronting looks like a peace sign emblazoned between your legs.
It does sometimes, you know. Here's what mood you're in.
So I thought last time we were speaking about bras, so I thought...
We discussed brassieres at length, didn't we?
Yeah, so I thought, oh, shit, you know, we've got to, like, go with, you know, something masculine.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tell us all about the Y front, Penny.
So, you know, there was, like, the long john for such a long time.
Was there?
Yeah. So cod pieces.
I missed out on that era.
Long johns. Just can't imagine wearing all that fabric underneath...
I guess, especially during the winter, I've worn like thermals, but under jeans some winters, but not this winter, actually.
Yeah.
Notably.
Apparently, Y fronts came out on the 19th of January 1935 in the middle of a blizzard. So it was kind of like, whoa, they're going to, you know, have smaller underwear when it's really cold. But they were very popular.
You mean we're not just talking about the actual front of the brief, we're talking about the brief itself.
Yes.
Right, okay.
And it was called Jockey because it was named after the jock strap, which...
Which is just the weirdest name of anything ever.
Yeah. And as we know, jock straps offer support.
For the jock.
Yes, as do... The Y front.
Now, Jock, of course, used to be a nickname for someone from Scotland. Of course, hello, are you there, Jock?
It's actually jock straps named after a bicycle, apparently.
Okay.
Which was like bicycle messengers, because jock straps are worn by people when they first started riding penny farthings.
In case you went over with a down, because that's how you get off a penny farthing. Did you know that?
No.
I've ridden the penny farthing. It's actually, they're not that hard to ride.
Yeah. They just look really weird.
I know. Like, why invent them even?
Yeah.
But so you're sitting on top of it and you're with your monocle and your curly moustache and
your top hat.
And you're, good day, sir, good day. Squeak. And to get off it, you sort of have to swing your feet over the handlebars and roll down the wheel.
So maybe
that's why you need the jock strap, to make sure you didn't get your clacker-lacker caught in the stack-attacker.
Yeah. Probably need a codpiece by the sound of it.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
So was that
the origin of the jock strap? Well, there you go, listeners. Did you know that?
Yeah. And then so jockeys came
down,
out.
I didn't know that. I would have thought it was some more sportish thing or something to do with the Scotsman, but no. It's to do with that.
I know,
like there were so many penny farthings.
My friend tried to get me to sit on one yesterday so she could take a photo of me.
Where were you at? Motet or something?
No, I went to see Delaney Davidson at Lee Sawmill, and we just stopped at this pottery place that happened to have a penny farthing sitting in their playground.
Like a big full spectrum one? Like a full...
I don't know.
The real ones are about this high.
Nah, it must have been like a penny size one.
A halfpenny farthing.
Yeah. So briefs or Y fronts were invented by Arthur Niebler, who worked for a company called Cooper's, after he saw a friend of his sent him a French postcard of a guy in a brief swimsuit. And prior to that, boxers, because boxers were invented in 1925, and I didn't know this.
They're just a light short with a flap, aren't they, really?
Yeah, well, I didn't know that they were actually worn by boxers, and that's why they were called boxers. They were invented by this guy called Joseph Golem from the Everlast Company, and of course that's still going.
Yeah.
But of course they offered no masculine support.
No, certainly do not.
No.
On a hot day.
When they got introduced to Piccadilly Square, a department store called Simpsons, like Y-Front sold, they sold 3,000 pairs a week.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, I mean, the deal, why the why?
Because it's easy access to go to the bathroom.
It's not that easy access, just
well,
so you
I
know.
I wouldn't have thought so.
from experience, it's not that easy access. It's not something that's... anyone else out there think it's easier access? Anyone thinks it's easy access, text in the word easy. If you don't think it's don't.
Just text the word don't. I think it's kind of like if you don't completely take your pants down, you know?
Yeah, I know how it works, but it's not. It's still a little bit sort of... I don't want to get too descriptive about it. It's a gentleman's privacy. But I mean, I'm not so big on it. I'm not so big. I personally, I go for that half, sort of half the sort of the boxer brief.
Yeah, see.
Surely that's the...
Apparently the biggest seller nowadays.
I mean, it has the less flappiness of the boxer and not the constriction.
Yeah.
Of the Y-front. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's very personal detail I've just let out to the listenership there. And just paint the picture.
Well, Christmas presents, you know, you might
someone's,
get a few.
Someone's texted in here, says, easy access, my ass, over the top, yep. Is what they said. I'm with you, caller.
Well, they are definitely a declining market, kind of like the mid-80s, kind of, they totally started going down. You know, if you remember the Levi's ad, Levi's 501s with Nick Kamen, the model, who
yes,
was in the
yep,
laundrette
yep,
with
yep.
the... with
boxer
the,
brief.
Very white, pristine boxer. Boxes, they kind of like, you know, women were kind of swooning and men kind of went out in truckloads and bought boxes again.
Also, there's something to be said about the temperature of this of the package as well, as far as fertility goes. I believe that's been proven quite beyond reasonable doubt now that you keep it too tight and the poor little buggers just don't work as well.
Yeah,
that's true. You know, you've got to let some air into the downstairs. That's what I've always thought, Penny. You know,
air conditioning, and also thongs, g-strings. But they're kind of apparently more a European. They
oh, very
have more
much
European
so.
Popularity. Than
we
talked.
We've talked a wee bit about this when we talked about the Brazilians, didn't we? And topless New Zealanders.
Yeah.
And Tess.
Tess just looks like oh my god.
Well, Tess has just discovered what a Y-front is.
I knew what they were. I didn't realize they were valuable enough to have like a title. You know. In a history.
Someone else coming in with a Y-front giving access is a myth. It's access to what, hey? You're better off keeping your change in that bit, to be honest. No, that wouldn't be comfortable at all. But the thong or G-string for the gentleman, Tess, your thoughts?
Sorry?
That's quite a clear question. The thong or the G-string for the gentleman, your thoughts?
I haven't thought about it that much.
Think about it now.
Okay.
Your thoughts?
I mean...
Not, that's not no, is it? That's, what are you imagine some sort of sea captain sort of... Well, howdy.
Who am I to judge what people want to wear underneath their clothes?
No,
each
fair
their
enough.
Own. If that's what's comfortable, if that's what you feel good in about yourself...
What a free thinker. Good girl.
You do
that's
you.
A spirit. Yeah, you do you, yeah. Be it a cellophane pair of briefs. You know the... Who's that?
It's Jin.
Oh, Jin. What is Jin? Come on in. Jin. You're just coming in a fantastic...
I've been writing my modern petty father today.
Mikey wants... What's...
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's the right thing. I mean, here comes Jin. Jin cycles to work every morning.
Yeah.
He cycled in just at the right time, Jin. Yeah. Did you hear what we're talking about?
Y-fronts?
Yeah, we were talking.
Yeah.
Just wondering what's your... What, I mean, there's a... They were originally invented...
As a sporting man,
yeah.
What's well, your opinion?
It's not, no,
what's
you know
the
what,
pocket
you,
thing for? Like, how hard? Like, what, you can pull them up or down. What is it? Why is the pocket required?
It's like yeah, that little window. That's yeah. I don't know.
What
I think. I think.
It, I'm sure
I think
that makes things less.
I thought all they all had the pocket thing.
Oh no, Tess. No,
oh,
no, no,
sorry,
no,
sorry.
No,
sorry.
No, you know.
Sorry.
Hey, can I just say, though, that we,
please.
No, we really need a penny farthing athleisure wear segment.
Yeah, I think a penny farthing athleisure wear segment would be great. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I've got.
Okay,
all got.
Well, that's all you've got. So nothing underneath today? Just...
Oh, no, I've got stuff underneath. Just...
Call a go here, please.
Hey, Mikey.
Hello.
Hey, easy access on those Y-fronts. I remember my grandfather and my father... like trying to pass down the access. You just pull it to the side and you pop your junk out and you can go for it.
Yeah, I've tried that.
That's pretty easy access. I mean, I hate them and I would never wear them ever again since I was a kid. But, yeah, they seem pretty easy.
Yeah, I've never found them that easy, to be honest. I mean, it's not like it's a hatch, you know. It's almost like it's a U-bend, you know.
Instead of pulling them down and flopping them over the top, that's pretty uncomfortable, and you can probably stop some tubes.
That uncomfortable, you know.
I don't know. Pulling it to the side, they're flowing freely, and you just go for it.
Yeah. That's it. Grizzy, thank you very much, caller. Just chuck it out the leg.
I saw that text coming.
Just chuck it out the leg, dad style.
Oh my god. I was traumatized once on a boat in Coromandel where the dude sitting across from me had done that the entire journey.
But just chucked it out the leg, dad style.
Chucked it out the leg, and I couldn't do anything about it. I was stuck in my seat.
So what about the Jen, you remember the years, the rock and roll years where everyone's suddenly was all about Daffy Duck satin boxes I've got Popeye satin boxes, look, I've got boxes that say special packet.
Those are definitely still a thing.
Novelty boxes suck.
Oh dear god. I'm not down with those.
Certainly uncomfortable and impractical. And not funny. And not, we're not, bars and bartenders doesn't exist anymore.
Someone Jesus says Christ. Y fronts. I think it's something you need to practice, you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, cool. Well, I'll just practice that another time. You know? When I decide to buy some. The Walter White Breaking Bad best Y front pee. Doesn't wear a good pair of heat. I mean, this is America, they're called BVDs. For some reason, yeah. I don't know why that is. I know an American friend of mine used to be. I think they're a slightly different cut than just the gentleman's Y front. The BVD, it's a little bit sporty.
Here might be an explanation.
Go ahead, Tess.
Someone says they're for overall wearers.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Blue collar.
But do you have to pull the overalls down?
No. I think that's the point. Because overalls usually have a fly.
Do they, Tesla?
Do you not have any overalls?
No.
Okay, well.
They don't have any dungarees or overalls.
Well, that sucks for you.
Does it?
Yep.
Have you really found overalls?
I can't imagine you in dungarees.
I used to have an airline. Remember I used to have that Pan Am airline thing I wore to the costume party at the time?
Anyway.
I was ripped off in my panel beating days, so we didn't have a fly on our overalls. So McEwen panel beaters, you need to invest in some flies on your overalls.
I don't think all overalls have a fly, but I mean maybe that's an explanation. I don't know.
We've really uncovered I'm really opened a can of worms here, haven't we?
I feel so. I just think if you like your Y fronts, keep wearing them.
Hey, look, and like I say, if that's the access you prefer, if the idea of pulling down the waistband freaks you out.
No,
look, each to their own.
If
but
you
still,
like your satin, novelty satin numbers,
with
keep
like,
going.
With like, you know, the Roadrunner on
I
or
can
something.
Imagine that being a collectible item.
For who?
The person who collectible, is collecting
about as collectible as phone cards, I reckon.
God, judgy over here. Jeez.
Do you want to come and see my collectible in the satin boxer collection?
Perfect. Easy pickup line, right?
I've got Ren and Stimpy ones. I've got Star Trek ones. I think I've got some George and Mildred ones. What Now ones?
Need some BFM ones.
You need BFM. There would have been BFM ones on there.
I've seen BFM Y fronts.
Have you?
Yeah, so have I, actually. Yeah.
There is a pair around here somewhere
like one
with
pair.
A B.
Yeah. I could probably get them out for you right now.
Like rental talks.
Yeah, probably been shared around. I don't know.
Satin box is so bad, right up your armpits and give you a wedgie in no time. Fair enough, too.
Yeah. Yep.
I can't imagine satin being great for just...
Wow, this is unusual. Here's an unusual
moisture or anything like that. Like,
someone's saying here, vivid memories of sexual education at high school, where they instructed the boys how to pull your underwear down over the top and leave a gap so as to avoid prostate issues. Goodness me, really?
I never knew that.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, we're learning a lot about the underwear, and I think it's time to move on.
Okay.
I think that's. Thank you, Jen. All the best.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks for your input this morning.
No problem.
Love the way you just happened to turn up then when we're talking about undies. That's all right. No, sorry, just saying. All right. But Penny, wonderful. Any more facts and figures we need to finish up with?
I guess just how Calvin Klein kind of epitomized, and you know, with the band, you know, people started wearing
like
their
that.
Bands
like these ones,
above like their that. Waistline of
like
their jeans.
There you go.
There we go.
Exactly. Not Calvin Klein today, though.
Anyway.
I won't say what to it, but here's a clue. Melbourne Cup. Oh, excuse the cup, pardon me.
Anyway.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.